Back in volume 26, I introduced a special edition to the You're a Gift audio series that I entitled My Bad. These messages with a little self-deprecating humor about mistakes that I've made in my life, told in order to remind us that nobody's perfect, and when we make mistakes, they're guidelines, not stop signs. And finally, that it's best to learn these lessons, OPE, through other people's experiences. And this week, I'd like to tell the story of the mistake of the motorhome. This story begins in April of 1995 when Courtney and I were set to be married the upcoming October. So we were in the midst of planning a wedding. We had also started our waterless car wash business in April of 1995 that you heard about in volume 29. And sitting heavily on top of us was $50,000 of unsecured debt, $25,000 worth of credit card debt that I had created, and $25,000 worth of student loans. And that credit card debt is a special edition, my bad, a story all of its own. Anyway, Courtney and I had set about with our business with one single purpose, and that was to get rid of all of that unsecured debt. And we worked hard from April to our wedding in October. And we detailed cars and we sold product and we started building a sales team that produced commissions for us. And so by the time our wedding rolled around in October, between the income we had generated from our business plus wedding gifts, Courtney and I found ourselves with about $30,000. In a 7-month period, we had created enough income to eliminate over half of that unsecured debt. However, Patrick and Michael Mazur, the brothers who Courtney and I were in business with, had come up with an outstanding idea that others in our company, EnviroTech International, were already doing and finding good success. And that was making your business mobile by being in a motorhome and traveling around, servicing your sales teams, as well as staying in motorhome parks where you could get other people with motorhomes to become distributors for the waterless car wash, in essence, building a nationwide fleet of waterless car wash sales representatives. It sounded like a great idea. Let me tell you, a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. And it was those ideas and that thinking that got us hot to trot to invest in our business, invest in ourselves by purchasing a motorhome. So the Monday after our wedding in October of 1995, rather than eliminating half of our unsecured debt, we took our capital, we put it into a motorhome, a 40-foot fully loaded Pace Aero, and we also took upon ourselves an additional $60,000 worth of debt. No doubt, my bad. I've heard it said that the best 2 days of a boat owner in a motorhome's life is when they buy and when they sell. Well, I have to tell you, it didn't take me long to realize the gravity of the decision that I had made. By the beginning of 1996, we were all ready to be out of the motorhome program. Courtney and I quickly learned that we didn't want to be living in a motorhome, yet alone I had already wrecked the motorhome by December of 1995 and had to have major repairs done to it. So in February of 1996, a for sale sign went on the motorhome and we began the long process of selling a motorhome in the Northeast. And I mean long. It took us 2 years to sell that motorhome. And during that time, the motorhome got wrecked a second time while it was sitting in a parking lot and somebody accidentally drove their car into it and down the side of it. It was insult to injury and injury to insult and insult to injury. Man, it was salt in the wounds of a bad mistake from the beginning. Bad news all around. Well, finally, we sold the motorhome at a $26,000 loss. But we didn't care. We were just happy 2 years later to have cleaned up the mess. And regardless of how big a mess that was, and it was a big mess, we went forward from that moment, having learned many a lesson, and were able to create a life of complete debt freedom, regardless of that mistake. Hey, as humans, let's be thankful that the past does not have to equal the future, because We all make mistakes, and when we learn to handle those mistakes by looking at them as guidelines pointing us in a different direction rather than stop signs stopping us dead in our tracks, we can leave mistakes where they need to be left, and that's in the past, therefore giving us optimism about our future and opening our eyes to endless possibilities. Hey, thanks for listening, and never forget, mistakes and all, you're a gift. Happy days.